On May 16th, he tells the Congress, and on May 26th, the American public, that this nation's moral superiority can tip the balance only when our armaments are on a par with our enemies. That moral superiority, which will prove to be America's winning edge, flows from her refusal to give up liberty even while struggling for survival.
Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate and of the House of Representatives, these are ominous days, days whose swift and shocking developments force every neutral nation to look to its defenses in the light of new factors. The brutal force of modern offensive war has been loosed in all its horror. New powers of destruction, incredibly swift and deadly, have been developed, and those who wield them are ruthless and daring. No old defense is so strong that it requires no further strengthening, and no attack is so unlikely or impossible that it may be ignored. Let us examine without self-deception the dangers which confront us. Let us measure our strength and our defense without self-delusion. The clear fact is that the American people must recast their thinking about national protection. Here are facts. In recent years, the defensive power of our Army, Navy, and Marine Corps have, as you know, been greatly improved. The Navy is stronger today than at any time in the nation's history. Today, also, a large program of new construction is well underway. Ship for ship, ours are equal to or better than the vessels of any foreign power. And the Army likewise. This may not be known, but it is a fact. It is today at its greatest peacetime strength in all our history. Its equipment, in quality and quantity, has been greatly increased and improved. The National Guard and the reserve strength of the two services are better equipped and better prepared than during any other peacetime period. On the other side of the picture, great additional production capacity is our principal requisite. We must be strong in heart and mind. Our task is plain. The road we must take is clearly indicated. Our defenses must be invulnerable, our security absolute. But our defense as it was yesterday, or even as it is today, does not provide security against potential developments and dangers of the future. We stand ready not only to spend millions for defense, but to give our service and even our lives for the maintenance of our American liberty. Our security is not a matter of weapons alone. The arm that wields them must be strong. The eye that guides them clear. The will that directs them indomitable. These are the characteristics of a free people, a people devoted to the institutions they themselves have built, a people willing to defend a way of life that is precious to them all, a people who put their faith in God.